The epic saga of the banana pineapple pecan dream cake. Dear fellow culinary adventurers and those who just accidentally clicked this link because they were hungry, sometimes life throws you lemons. Other times, it takes away your favorite Wegmans cake. Now, while the former may lead to a zesty lemonade, the latter led me on an unexpected journey filled with drama, suspense, and flour. Lots of flour. You see, my delightful and just occasionally formidable mother-in-law, the kind of woman who can spot a single sprinkle out of place from a mile away, had her heart set on one thing, a cake. But not just any cake. It was a cake from Wegmans, the crown jewel of her sweet indulgences. This cake, layered with bananas, pineapples, and pecans with a cream cheese filling, whispering tales of old, was the stuff of legends. Picture it, a cake so decadent that every slice felt like a tropical vacation. I mean, who needs Bali when you've got a slice of that in front of you? But as all epic tales go, there was a twist. This sought-after cake had been rudely yanked off the Wegmans shelves, a tragedy I know. Now, with her birthday swiftly approaching and my reputation as the family dessert maestro dangling precariously, I decided to don the chef's hat and take on the world. Enter my kitchen, my sanctuary, my don't enter while I'm baking or I might flower bomb you space. I could have thrown together a mishmash of ingredients and called it a day, but where's the fun in that? No, this cake deserved a revival, a renaissance, if you will. So I upgraded, choosing cake flour for its tantalizingly tender crumb. I lovingly mashed bananas, crushed pineapples, and sprinkled pecans, whispering words of encouragement to them. They're sensitive, you see. The result? A cake that would make angels weep and unicorns prance, the banana pineapple pecan dream cake. Birthday day came, a day filled with expectation. Would this cake meet the legendary standards of the lost Wegmans wonder? Would I ever be invited to family dinners again? The atmosphere was thicker than my grandma's custard, and then the first bite. The room might as well have been filled with firecrackers, given the explosive reaction. Her eyes widened, her fork dove in for another bite, and the room filled with a mix of laughter, surprise, and a touch of "I told you so" from yours truly. When the last crumb had been devoured and the plates lay barren, it was clear. The banana pineapple pecan dream cake was not just a cake. It was an experience, a journey, a tropical symphony in every bite. So, dear reader, the next time you find yourself in a confectionery conundrum, remember the saga of the dream cake. And if you ever want to dazzle, impress, or just indulge, you know which recipe to turn to. Stay sweet and sassy, fellow bakers, until our next adventure.